Rachel Gallagher from TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm reporting on behalf of the Essex Book Festival. And it's June, and I'm talking to different people around the libraries in Thurrock, and we're here in Gray's Library today, and I just met Joe, who has returned a book. Hiya, Joe.
Hello.
Can you tell me what book you returned today?
Yes, I've brought back The Ipcris File by Len Dayton.
Oh, wow, so that's quite an old book, actually.
Yeah, 1960s.
Yeah, and I remember watching the film with Michael Caine several times. It's fact, it's one of my favourite films of all time. So, did you enjoy the story?
I did. I thought that the writing was a bit hard to penetrate at first, but then once you get used to it, then it starts to flow nicely. I like spy stories. I like the intrigue. I think it's quite noirish, you know, the conspiracy and who do you trust and, you know, sort of encountering strange people down dark alleys. Are they your ally? Are they your enemy? So, yeah, I liked it very much.
And this was set during the Cold War?
It is set during the Cold War, yeah. There's this business about a scientist going missing. They think it might be the Russians that are doing it, but it's more complicated than that.
Oh, okay, yeah. And have you read any other Len Dayton books?
No, this is the only one. I might read some of the others. It's the same character throughout. It's an unnamed character. But, of course, in the film with Michael Caine, the character is called Harry Palmer. And there was a version of it on TV not long ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's great. Well, thanks for talking to us. And hopefully you can pick up the Len Dayton book in your local library too. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.